Okay, yeah, you're definitely not as clear as you usually are. I have a hard time making out what you're saying there. Got a lot of static coming in with you, unfortunately. And the audio is a little on the lower side, so it's just under the static. But I think you said you're in Granger today, is that correct?
Yes, I am in Granger at the Capitol.
Okay, very good, Ryan. We got you there in Granger. And we got a comment by Bob. So, Ryan, you have yourself a good evening. Thank you for checking in, and have a good rest of your week. All right, we got a comment from Bob, and then we'll get to Rob. Bob, go ahead, N9ROM, AC9HO Net Control.
Yeah, this is Bob, N9ROM. Just a comment about with regards to charging and the charging thing. Basically, now with these lithium ion, you know, they can get pretty warm in there if you're running them while it's trying to charge. After messing around with a lot of batteries on cordless things and everything, there's a thermal sensor in there. And, of course, usually when you first put it on charge, it's going to hit high charge. And then the thermal sensor will throttle it back as well as the actual voltage sensing. So the key thing here is if you do have the radio on or if you're transmitting, that battery might get a little warm there on top of what it was doing on high charge. So that's why a lot of times they don't want you to do that. Obviously with the lithium ions, you got to be careful of overheating. That's all. I just thought I'd throw them. I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I know him.